And it's time for That's Tourism on Ocean 100. Today, we're heading to the heart of the island's capital to hear how Charlottetown is welcoming visitors and celebrating its vibrant tourism culture. Joining us is Heidi Zinn, Executive Director of Discover Charlottetown, the organization responsible for marketing Charlottetown as a must-visit four-season destination. Heidi brings a wealth of experience in tourism and destination development, along with a deep passion for creating memorable events and visitor experiences. Let's welcome Heidi Zinn to That's Tourism. Hello, Heidi.
Hello. Oh, good morning.
Great to have you here. Great to be chatting about tourism. And let's dive right in with your tourism career journey. How'd you first get involved in tourism?
Well, I wish it was a bit more of a direct journey, but it was more a happy accident.
Okay.
To be honest, I went to business school in Montreal, and we all have these preconceived ideas about what we're going to do when we quote unquote grow up.
Right.
And tourism wasn't even on my radar. Like I didn't even really think about it, to be honest. It was a happy accident. I moved to PEI and was working for the federal government, and then started working in the tourism industry 15 years ago. And it was really the most wonderful thing that could have happened.
Mm-hmm. And what made you kind of want to focus in on tourism and continue that path going forward?
Well, I think you quickly realize when you work in tourism that it's this beautiful ecosystem, and you're promoting a place that you love and that you live. And there is really nothing more exciting or wonderful about that.
That is a good answer. Let's talk about Discover Charlottetown. Of course, you are the leader of Discover Charlottetown. And what does it mean to be executive director of Discover Charlottetown to you?
Well, that is a good question. Mm. Working with Discover Charlottetown, you do a little bit of everything. Every day is different, and that in itself is really exciting. Because you work with hundreds and hundreds of different community members and business partners, you're always dreaming about how you can make this place
right.
better. And again, not even for the visitors, but for the residents, because when your businesses thrive, then you have a really wonderful base to offer and market to visitors. So really working with the partners is what we do the most. We create events to enliven and romanticize the shoulder season, and make sure that there's always something to do. You know, there's the saying that I think we've all heard, that if you help create a beautiful place to live, then it will very organically be a beautiful place to visit. And we really feel passionately about that at Discover Charlottetown.
That is a terrific, terrific statement. I love it. Why should people, like especially young people or career changers, consider a job or career in tourism?
Well, it's definitely all the things I said beforehand. Just it's deeply satisfying, again, to promote a place that you love. Tourism is a major economic driver. You have a ton of community pride when you work in this field. Mm. You make global connections with people. You learn a whole bunch of transferable skills, communications, leadership, customer service, event planning. Like, it's really endless. And it is funny, the things that you don't realize, or you don't realize the way your life is going to take you. And working in this field has really been the most wonderful and deeply satisfying thing that I could have done. And I just want to share that message from a rooftop and encourage as many people to get involved in this this beautiful profession as possible.
All right. Let's get to the juicy stuff here that I really want to know about. You have some pretty great events coming up in Charlottetown. Tell me what you have up your sleeve.
Sure. And again, we do these events typically in the shoulder season to help kind of romanticize right. and build things for visitors and locals to experience. And two of the ones we have coming up are Street Feast, which is this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday night. We moved it from October. And this is just a quirky street festival that really celebrates the businesses in around Kent Street on the Entertainment District. And we have a full slate of live music, fire dancing, hot dog eating contests, live 90s DJs. So really a little bit of everything. The whole street is licensed, so it's going to be a party. It's going to be a good time.
You had me at fire dancing. Is that something you could just like sign up to do and try for the first time? Probably not, eh?
Might
want some training on that one. Okay. How's the Island Tides Yoga and Wellness Festival shaping up for this year too?
It is shaping up beautifully. This is one of my favorite events. It is... it's a really special event that celebrates all these inherently beautiful, calm, wellness characteristics that Charlottetown and PEI promotes really naturally, but we're taking a whole bunch of different fitness studios and really unique locations and encouraging people to get out and be active and take rest. So ton of new stuff this year. So in addition to a whole slate of fitness classes, everything from like a spin and sculpt class on the Delta deck to a workout class on the lobster on the pier deck to community parks and spaces. There's also open air massage now at Victoria Park. So next to the pavilion, which is one of our main locations, we have Indian head massage and a Thai massage. So there really is something for everyone. 5K run, silent disco walk through the streets, like you name it, we've got it. It is going to be a wonderful, wonderful week.
Every time I thought you were putting a cap on it, you put a few more events into my year. It's great.
I gotta tell them about this.
Amazing, amazing. Heidi, you're doing great stuff. Thank you for being you and bringing the excitement to the streets of Charlottetown. Quite literally. Really, quite literally. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.